Fact check, GOP lawmaker falsely claims farmworker amnesty is not amnesty. By John Binder on March 18, 2021. Claim, Representative Mike Simpson, RID, says legislation that will provide amnesty to 1.5 to 2.1 million illegal aliens employed by farms in the United States is not amnesty while justifying his support for the plan. Verdict, false. Immigration amnesty has long been defined as a form of relief for illegal aliens who would otherwise be eligible for deportation. Cornell Law School's Legal Dictionary, for instance, describes amnesty as a governmental pardon for person violating policies related to immigration. On Thursday, the Democrat-controlled House is expected to pass a farmworker amnesty that would put illegal aliens on a path to receiving green cards and eventually American citizenship by first providing them with certified agricultural worker, CAW, legal status to remain in the U.S. After securing CAW legal status, eligible illegal aliens would be able to apply for green cards in 4 years. Those given green cards would then be able to apply to become naturalized U.S. citizens in 5 years. Other illegal aliens, who are unable to prove that they worked on U.S. farms for at least 10 years, would be able to apply for green cards after 8 years under the CAW legal status. They, too, once obtaining green cards, could eventually apply to become naturalized U.S. citizens. During a floor speech on Thursday, Simpson, whose donors include the agriculture lobby, justified his support for the farmworker amnesty by claiming the legislation is not amnesty. Lawmakers like former House Speaker Paul Ryan, R.Y., used similar characterizations while trying to pass amnesty legislation in 2013 and 2014. Simpson said, "This bill is not about what's happening at the southern border. This bill is not amnesty. It does not grant anybody amnesty. It allows individuals to get right with the law and to become a legal workforce in the United States. It's about providing a stable, legal workforce for the people who put food on our tables." Representative Henry Queller, DTX, likewise, claimed the farmworker amnesty is not amnesty. "It is not amnesty," Queller said. "What Ronald Reagan did in 1986, that was amnesty. This is not amnesty." As Breitbart News has reported, at least 10 House Republicans are supporting the farmworker amnesty, including orchard owner Representative Dan Newhouse, RWE, Reps. Elisa Stefanik, RNY, Mark Amaday, RNV, Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL, Doug LaMalfa, RCA, Kathy McMorris-Rogers, RWA, Mike Simpson, RID, Fred Upton, Army, David Valadel, RCA, and Jeff Vandrew, RNJ. The lawmakers' support comes even as likely Republican voters and self-described conservatives overwhelmingly oppose the amnesty. The latest Rasmussen Report survey found that 72% of Republicans and 77% of conservatives said they opposed the amnesty. The majority of swing voters, 55%, also said they opposed the amnesty. If the farmworker amnesty passes the House, it will move for approval in the Senate. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.